In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The church is decorated. We have the trees, and the lights, and the garland, and the stars. There's a familiar comfort to it all. It's kind of calming. It brings a peaceful feeling. On dark December evenings, it's nice just to drive around and see all the houses lit up brightly with the colorful, twinkly lights. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men. Into this scene of calm bursts John the Baptist here on the second Sunday of Advent, dressed in his garment of hair with a leather belt around his waist like the prophet Elijah, and eating food that he foraged in the desert. John is not some slick, fancy-pants preacher living in luxury, sipping white wine and having subtle conversations with other intellectuals about the meaning of life. No, this is John the Baptist, the new Elijah promised by the prophets Malachi and Isaiah, and he's blasting in full strength to fulfill Old Testament prophecies. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John gives it to you straight. John calls people to repentance because the reign of heaven is near. And people hear the message and they respond. Crowds come from Judea and all Jerusalem to be baptized by John in the wilderness. John is the voice calling in the wilderness. Now, the wilderness is not a happy, comfortable place. It's desolate and dangerous. It's isolated and abandoned. John's preaching the good news of the coming of King Jesus in difficult circumstances, in a dangerous location. Lately, it can certainly feel like we are in the wilderness of these unending days of pandemic. We pray for this to end, but the virus is spiking, and we have more and more people that we know who are infected and quarantining and sick and dying. The virus continues to ravage the world and makes everything feel out of sorts. The voice of one crying in the wilderness still speaks to us today. John is the voice in the wilderness bringing the good news of Jesus' arrival. The one promised from of old has come. John's cry in the wilderness still resonates today. It is still good news in the wilderness that Jesus has come, God in flesh, God with us, Emmanuel. It is still good news that God in flesh is born in Bethlehem and grows to die on the cross for your sins and rise from the dead. It is still good news in the wilderness that you look forward to Jesus coming again on the last day to raise the dead and bring all believers in Jesus into the heavenly city of New Jerusalem. It is still good news in the wilderness that Jesus comes to you today in his word and in his body and blood and holy communion. In this wilderness of this world and in the wilderness of the pandemic, you still need to hear the call to repent and follow Jesus. John is a good preacher. And we know this because while he's kind of a rock star of his time with people coming out to him from all over, John does not preach about John. John does not promote John. John doesn't preach sermons about how cool John is. John knows he's a sinner who needs Jesus. And so John minimizes John, and he preaches about Jesus. And he preached saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie." John preaches about Jesus. A wise seminary professor once said that any preacher worth his salt sends his people home talking about Jesus, not talking about the pastor. John breaks the calm on this second Sunday of Advent, calling you to repent. Now, this can sound like John's trying to make you feel guilty for a bit, but repentance is not something Jesus needs from you. Repentance is something you need in order to know where you stand, to know you are a sinner who needs forgiveness, to know you are a sinner who needs Jesus, to know you are not God, to know that you should fear, love, and trust in God alone. Martin Luther, in his book, The Bondage of the Will, writes, "No man can be thoroughly humbled until he knows that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, devices, endeavors, will, and works, and depends entirely on the choice, will, and work of another, namely of God alone. For as long as he is persuaded that he himself can do even the least thing toward his salvation, he retains some self-confidence and does not altogether despair of himself, and therefore he is not humbled before God, but presumes that there is, or at least hopes or desires that there may be, some place, time, and work for him by which he may at length attain to salvation." Repentance despairs of yourself and looks to God for salvation. Repentance admits you cannot save yourself. You need Jesus. Repentance takes the king's crown off your head and returns it to Jesus. Repentance is a call to remove those things in your life that keep you from welcoming the king to reign over you. John the Baptist is the voice of one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way for Jesus' arrival. Jesus arrives to take center stage, but he ministers in a surprisingly humble way, with healing and forgiveness. Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them. He cares for the weak and lowly. "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many." Today, in the wilderness of this world, in the isolation and desolation of the unending pandemic, take heart. Jesus has come as the sacrifice for your sins. Jesus comes to you today in his word and in his body and blood in Holy Communion, and Jesus will come on the last day to raise you from the dead to live with him forever. This is the great good news that John the Baptist brings to you today. It is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.